Academy Award nominations were announced this morning in Los Angeles, and The Power of the Dog led the way with 12 nominations, including Best Picture and Best Director for Jane Campion. Other films that did well include the sci-fi epic Dune, which received 10 nominations, West Side Story and Belfast received 7 each. All three also received Best Picture nominations. Joining me to talk about this morning's Oscar buzz is KPCC entertainment reporter John Horn. John, welcome. Great to have you.
Happy to be with you.
So just to get us started, let's listen to a scene from The Power of the Dog. This is a film that stars Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays a domineering rancher in 1920s Montana. Jesse Plemons plays his brother.
Guess this is it.
What's it, Phil?
What's it? All right, Fatso, I'll tell you what it is. 25 years since our first run together. 1900 and nothing.
That's a long time.
Well, not too damn long.
All right, tell us about this film, John, and why it's such a big Oscar contender.
It's a great movie. I mean, it is based on a remarkable novel by Thomas Savage, and it was a book that was kind of lost to history until Annie Proulx kind of got behind it and got it republished. Jane Campion did a very faithful adaptation of the novel. It is just made with incredible care, beautiful performances. I mean, not only Benedict Cumberbatch, who's up for Best Actor, but for Supporting Actor, Cody Smith McPhee and Jesse Plemons are nominated, as is Kirsten Dunst from the film. So we have four of the lead actors nominated for acting awards. It's just a pitch-perfect film. I mean, it's not what you would call a feel-good story, but it is very well done, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. And it's a movie that debuted on Netflix. We don't know how many people are watching it, but I hope the Oscar attention brings some more people in to check it out.
Yeah, a powerful movie, I'll say that. I did see it on Netflix. Now, including The Power of the Dog, there were 10 Best Picture nominees. In addition to the ones we mentioned was Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley. So your thoughts on this list?
A couple whoppers. I mean, West Side Story, which a lot of people thought would be nominated, is not only a misfire at the box office, it is an absolute bomb. Critically acclaimed, but an absolute bomb at the box office. I think that's kind of noteworthy. Drive My Car is the real exception here. This is a Japanese foreign language film, which was also nominated for international feature. Its director was nominated for Best Directing, which cost Denis Villeneuve, who made Dune, a spot in that category. I think it's a pretty good group of picks. I think Being the Ricardos, a lot of people thought would be in there. Tick, Tick, Boom also was considered a contender. It did not make it. But if you start looking at the tea leaves of Oscar history, you need to look at categories like directing and editing. There's only one film among the Best Picture nominees that is nominated in both those categories, and it's Power of the Dog. So that becomes the clear favorite for the Best Picture win.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the Best Actor race. The nominees include Benedict Cumberbatch for The Power of the Dog, Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom, Javier Bardem for Being the Ricardos, Denzel Washington for The Tragedy of Macbeth, and Will Smith for King Richard. Now, in that film, Smith plays Richard Williams, who orchestrated the careers of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams. Here he is in a scene with Anjanou Ellis, who plays his then-wife, Aurasene, who's also up for an Oscar as Best Supporting Actress for her role.
Richard, my faith dictates that I stand by your side.
All right, well,
don't
just do
mistake
that,
my silence for agreement. You do that again, and I won't be quiet.
Now, don't do that. Don't do that to me.
You don't make a fool out of me.
Who made a fool out of you? What,
you.
What,
you made
what
a fool
are you
out of
talking
me.
About?
Don't make a fool out of me.
Ain't nobody made no fool out of you.
So Will Smith has been nominated for an Oscar twice before. He hasn't won. Do you think this could be his year? What do you think?
I think it very much could be. And what a great scene. I mean, this is a movie. It's directed by Ronaldo Marcus Green. It's one of those movies that you expect could go wrong. And I don't mean that as kind of damning by faint praise, but it was produced by the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena. So whenever you're dealing with a family story that's produced by the members of the family itself, you get worried about how it's going to deal with the family issues. I think this is a really well-made movie. It doesn't pull a lot of punches. The character he plays, Richard Williams, is a complicated character. I think Will Smith really disappears into the role, and it's a great performance.
I want to move on and talk about the race for Best actress. There's Olivia Colman for The Lost Daughter, Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye, Penelope Cruz for Parallel Mothers, Kristen Stewart of Spencer, and Nicole Kidman. She's nominated for playing Lucille Ball in Being the Ricardos, which focuses on the marriage of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, played by Oscar nominee Javier Bardem. So let's listen to a moment from this film where Lucille Ball is questioning a scene that's been written for her and Desi Arnaz to play on the couple's hugely popular program, I Love Lucy TV show. Here it is.
Lucy guesses some names.
Yeah, teasingly.
And the script indicates that Ricky takes his hands away from Lucy's eyes, turns her around and says,
"No, it's me."
So my question again, Jess, does Ricky honestly, truly believe that there might be 8 different men who routinely walk into their apartment, all of whom sound exactly like Desi Arnaz?
You think we're saying Ricky's stupid?
I think you're saying the audience is. And that's something for which they won't soon forgive you.
So Nicole Kidman there playing Lucille Ball. John, Nicole Kidman, Penelope Cruz, and Olivia Colman have all won Oscars. I'm wondering if you think this could be the year for either Jessica Chastain or Kristen Stewart.
It's a good category. And it's also, as you say, a category filled with, we won't call them veteran because that makes them sound old, with people who have been there before. All great performances. I mean, I think one of the things that's notable about Nicole Kidman's career is she continues to choose really interesting parts. She doesn't play the same person twice. She does daring stuff. Olivia Colman, Lost Daughter, that's another remarkable performance. Kristen Stewart and Spencer the same way. I don't know. I would say of all the categories, this one might be the biggest coin toss in terms of who is the favorite right now.
John, I want to ask you about the traditional movie studios versus the streaming services. Best Picture nominees Belfast and West Side Story and Nightmare Alley, they made a point of opening in movie theaters. And while The Power of the Dog did open in movie theaters, but then went to Netflix shortly afterwards, as did another nominee, Don't Look Up. So what did this year's nomination say about the power of the streaming services making inroads into Hollywood?
It's continued to be very good news. For the third year in a row, Netflix had the most nominations of any distributor. It had 32. Coda was a film that Apple Original Films bought out of Sundance a year ago for $25 million. It's up for Best Picture as well. Surprisingly, there are a couple of studio films in the Best Picture race. You know, they have asterisks, I guess, if you start getting complicated about them. I mean, Disney has a couple movies that are up for Best Picture. They kind of inherited them from Fox. One is West Side Story. The other one is Nightmare Alley. But even though some of these movies did debut in theaters, they didn't do great. I mean, I talked about West Side Story, but Belfast really struggled to find an audience in the theaters. Nightmare Alley did the same. So outside of Spider-Man, people are not going back to theaters. I don't think that's going to change materially, even as the pandemic eases. And I think the growth of streaming is just going to continue, both critically, as we see in this year's Oscar nominations, and in terms of subscribers.
So was there a nomination that pleased you in a particular way or surprised you in a particular way?
Yes.
Tell me.
It's a documentary called Flee. It is a remarkable story about an Afghan refugee, and it's told through animation because the person who is the subject of the documentary didn't want to be filmed. Flee became the first movie ever to get Oscar nominations in the categories of animated feature, documentary feature, and international feature. It's never been done before. Flee is Danish produced. It's largely in Urdu. It's a great international production. It's a compelling story. It's a really original film. And again, no movie has ever been nominated in those three categories in the same year. So Flea is definitely worth checking out if you haven't seen it already.
And you did mention a couple of snubs, I guess, but what's the biggest one or two that really stand out?
Well, I think we all know that Ben Affleck's love life is going pretty well, but maybe not so much his Academy Award life. He was, I think, one of the most heavily favored supporting actor nominees for The Tender Bar. He did not get nominated. Bradley Cooper, also for Licorice Pizza, was considered a contender. He did not get nominated. I mean, I think the other big snub is Denis Villeneuve from Dune. I would say the biggest snub was Ben Affleck not getting nominated for The Tender Bar. A lot of people thought it was a great performance, that he was back, you know, that he is talking honestly about the struggles in his life. And yet, Oscar voters didn't seem to care.
All right. Well, John, the Oscars are scheduled to be held on March 27th. Last year's ceremony hit a new low in terms of ratings. Do you think people are going to be a little more interested this year? What's your feeling about that?
Not so much. I mean, last year's ratings were down 50%, 51% to be exact, from the year before. A lot of the ratings are driven by hit films. I mean, the highest rated Oscar ceremony ever was when Titanic did very well. You have one movie among the Best Picture nominees that's grossed more than $100 million. That's Dune. And then you have a lot of movies like West Side Story, Belfast, Nightmare Alley that did really poor business at the box office. You know, and we'll also see with Omicron how many people are showing up for the ceremony. Will it be star-filled or, you know, star-less? We don't know yet, but I think they're going to try to get as good a turnout as they can. But still, I would not be optimistic about the TV audience size.
All right. Well, that's John Horn, entertainment reporter for KPCC. We've been talking about this morning's Oscar nominations. John, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.